Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We're going to go straight to the Lord in prayer, and then we're going to get into some of the things that I want to talk about today. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, we praise you, O God. We say this each and every day, each and every morning, but I beg you to hear our prayers, Heavenly Father. Abba, Father, hear our songs of praise. Holy, 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 you are the Lord God Almighty. May we wake each day grateful, grateful children with you in our hearts helping us face another day in this world. Your eternity, your eternal love, your grace and your mercy and your amazing, it's just amazing to me. Help me, Abba, Father. To be more like you, to love others as you do. May the sins of this world disgust us as they are abhorrent to you. Make us a repentant people, O God, and forgive us, I pray, for our sins. Forgive us for our apathy. Forgive us for our fears, and make us a strong and bold people, bold and strong in you and in your word. Protect us, Father. Guide us in the ways we should go. Guard our families and our neighbors. Watch over this nation, Abba, Father. You are the God of all nations. Yet I fear our leadership is not of you. Reveal to us the sins and the corruption and make us wise. Bring justice to the land once again, Father. Prepare us for what that might actually mean. Here I am, send me, O God. Make me your instrument. May I always be a voice of truth and common sense, realizing that that is not always popular. But Father, may I encourage and draw others closer to you. I give to you CSC Talk Radio. It was never mine. It was always yours. And I ask you to bless it. Blessed Abba, Father, you know better than I the needs, and they are great. Lead me every day, Father, for such a time as this. I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. By now, I'm certain all of you know that we lost an icon, the pilgrim of talk radio, Rush Limbaugh. For 30 years, he served this nation behind his microphone as he believed was best and was his calling. I get that. Last evening, most talk shows spent their hour as tributes and memories to the Babe Ruth of talk radio, Rush Limbaugh. I remember, I didn't listen to his show a lot, but I do remember some of his personal struggles in life as they were made quite public by those who don't like him. But then, like all people, we all seem to have struggles and challenges to overcome, and I was amazed at his comeback after such a low time in his life. Rush was a fellow Missourian, a Cape Girardeau man. The loss of this conservative soldier of the airwaves will be evident. What was said last night about his love for his listeners and his loyalty to them, I feel that same way for you. And I probably don't say that enough, and I'm still here. There's something about sitting here each morning and talking over what's happening, giving opinions, and calling us all to action. Rush told the rest of us to carry on. At least that's what he was telling those he was closer to, and the popular host and the co-host. And most of us know those. But Rush did not know me. I attempted to reach out to him over a year ago. Well, I'm trying to remember when it was. But it was just weeks before it was made public of the struggle in his life that he was facing, All I wanted was a little advice from a fellow Missourian. We have prayed for Rush. His suffering is now ended, and he is victorious. He went from his golden microphone to the golden streets of heaven. I pray for all his loved ones and his family and his friends. The days and the weeks and the months ahead will have a great void, as will the rest of the future. Many decisions to be made on the short term, and wonderful memories to be shared. God bless them all. Amen. I promised yesterday that I was going to have a rebuttal to Joe Scarborough. He's called Morning Joe. You're all aware of him on MSNBC. And I want to talk about that. I want us also, and I failed to do that in my opening prayer, we need to remember these that are out of power right now. We kind of chuckle about it a little bit because this is what the Green New Deal is. And it's a travesty for this nation. So I'm going to ask you to keep them in prayer. All of us. This cold snap has been a struggle for many, many people. Yeah, we complain about the cold weather and the snow right here where I'm at, but we've been warm in our homes. We haven't lost power. We had some water pipes freeze up, but other than that, it's been okay. We've been able to cook our food and stay warm. But in some of these areas, people are actually dying because of what's going on. I don't have any great monologue regarding this, but we will hopefully address it today. But you need to stop and think. I don't care if you're a registered Democrat, a registered Republican, an independent, or if you're in green. But you need to understand that the legislators, the elected officials, the deep staters, the one in the White House right now, they are tearing this nation apart. What I see happening is a travesty. The power outages. I mean, California's been having that for a while. They've had to do their brownouts and their blackouts. They blame climate change for everything, but I blame them. Their legislation. Their ideas. Their control. Over this nation. You don't have to look any farther than New York. You don't have to look any farther than the state of California. And how about Michigan? The lost jobs, the children that are suffering from not going back to school. I want to tell you right now, this pandemic should be over, and we should declare it over. We the people should declare it finished and done. But no, we're going to sit here like good little boys and girls, and we're going to be told to wear a mask. No, wear two masks. No, you have to wear a mask. You can't travel unless you get a shot. You got to prove. Show me your papers. That's not America. And putting up with people like Joe Scarborough, like Don Lemon, and some of these others that we put up with, even some of them on the Fox channels. We put up with their lies. We put up with their agenda and their propaganda. They don't give us news. They don't give us truth. The American people are suffering because of this. It isn't climate change. It's governing change that is hurting everyone. And I don't mean just this administration. I mean the fact that our deep state and our Congress has decided we should be not a republic, a democracy. Oh, no, let's go to socialism. Hey, you know what? That communist looks pretty good over there. Let's do that. These people shouldn't own the land. Everybody should own the land. We the people need to stop putting up with them. When we come back, I'm going to give you my letter to Joe. I hope you enjoy it. I hope it gets you riled up. It sure gets me riled up. I get so angry at these people. Like a mother, I need to send them to their room. We're done. You don't come out until you got a better attitude. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we will be right back.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, CSETalkRadio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com. You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Now, before I get to my rebuttal, my little letter to Joe, I was working on that yesterday, and as I work on my computer, these articles and things keep popping up. And this is an article from a man who's really considered to be one of the hosts or talk show writers or whatever you call them, on the left. But he's calling them out. He says the false, exaggerated claim still being spread about the Capitol riot. And then he ends with this, and I want you to know that I agree with this. He ends with this paragraph. One can and should condemn the January 6th riot without inflating the threat it posed. And one can and should insist on both factual accuracy and sober restraint without standing accused of sympathy for the rioters. What happened there should not have happened, but it has been blown out of proportion. And thus I go to my letter to Joe, Morning Joe. As I promised, I would address this today, the arrogance of Morning Joe's comments earlier this week. To Joe Scarborough, MSNBC talking head known as Morning Joe. From a rural American independent talk show host, Beth Ann, owner and host of CSC Talk Radio, which is Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio. Taco stands and the people's house. Joe, I could presume you simply are not educated enough to get things right. But the truth is, you choose to go against the very core of what is good in this nation. You despise the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. You abhor hard-working American citizens, believing yourself to be above us. And there is no truth in you. Beware here, Joe. CSE Talk Radio is not an ordinary talk show. We are nestled in the very heart of this nation. We are America. Let's talk about taco stands and furniture stores. Let's talk about the 2020 riots led by BLM and Antifa, which killed nearly 30 Americans and caused $2 billion worth of damage nationwide. You remember, you referred to those as mostly peaceful protests. Let's talk about the Portland riots, the real insurrectionists, the burning and the looting and the rapes and the murders that took place for months. Summer of Love to the left was death to America, to all others. The insurrectionists there occupying the city, renaming the city CHAZ, Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone, and then CHOP, Capitol Hill Occupied Protests, keeping businesses from opening and keeping customers away, stopping the city and shutting it down. In fact, Joey, they actually claim to be anti-government, anti-capitalist, anti-America, as the real insurrectionists, they shouted and chanted, "We cannot be governed." You implied just a few taco stands do not compare. They're not comparable to the rioting by the people in the People's House, our state capitol, where nothing was burned, no statues overturned, no policemen were killed, and not one woman was raped. Yeah. It was only a few mom-and-pop shops across this great nation. Maybe a taco stand. Maybe the livelihood of thousands of American people, hard-working Americans. It was only police officers who were deemed the racist enemies by people like you, while the cities burned during your so-called mostly peaceful protests. You might be a racist, Joe, if you refer to mom-and-pop shops as taco stands. Let's talk about your so-called insurrection that took place this January 6, 2021. May I explain just a few things to you, Joe? Not that you'll open your mind enough to understand, but let's see if you can pull any common sense out of your self-deemed and self-proclaimed journalist pocket. On January 6, 2021, there was a riotous angry mob, maybe several dozen, or maybe even up to 100 citizens. It lasted a few hours, not for months on end. Number one, no one, so-called insurrectionist, not one of them, was armed with weapons, not assault weapons or not weapons of mass destruction. Number two, the only death caused by the insurrectionist was an unarmed female veteran insurrectionist shot while climbing through a broken window by a security guard. This was a foolish move on her part, which ended in the worst possible way. Ashley Babbitt, obviously carrying no weapon, wasn't coming into the building to shoot AOC, who was in another building, or assassinate any House or Senate member or even the Vice President. Number three. But let me back up. I do not condemn the security guard for what he did, because I wasn't there. And like we say, these police have to act very quickly. Number three, there were approximately 1 million people in D.C. that day to make their voices heard, not just about an election that they believed was fraudulently taken, which they have every constitutional right to question, but this crowd gathered because they, we the people, have sat back for years watching D.C. occupiers, a.k.a. Congress and their deep state, dictate every aspect of our lives from D.C. and run this nation into an unsustainable debt, all while they grow extremely wealthy. If you had a lick of sense, Joe, you'd be a genius compared to what you are today in the eyes of millions of hard-working Americans and those who now have no businesses, no jobs, and no income, or lost loved ones. your bias, and your ignorance have been exposed. You have exposed them as you exposed yourself as a racist with your taco stand, indeed. So, you think that the January 6th entering the state capitol was a larger crime than all the businesses burned in many American cities, and all the police officers injured and killed in 2020, and anyone who dares to disagree or question your false statements, fake news, you recall us jackasses. Well, shame on you. Although I know you have no shame because you have no love for anything or anyone but yourself. You are another symbol of the left's ignorance and hate for America. You are what I would call a bully, Joe. Morning or noon or night, Americans are done with you. How dare you call the working men and women who have lost their loved ones and their businesses jackasses because they think that was a bigger deal. What have you done for this nation, Joe? What do you produce? Nothing. You don't even bother to produce the truth. You've promoted a lie for many years, and you have not backed down from the lies that you have been proven to that have been proven to be exactly that, a lie. And now you promote the lies that surround the January 6th riot in D.C. You and your communist Democrats and globalist rhino buddies are the real reason a million people showed up to D.C. on January 6th. You incited protests. You are the reason thousands of American citizens showed up to the Trump rallies. You are about as low as an individual as I can imagine today. We the people, we're tired of you and your kind in the media. We're tired of being talked down to, called names, and we're growing weary, very weary of all your propaganda and all your lies. You are a clanging cymbal that does no good for anyone. In case you didn't notice, it isn't just a few Americans that believe in America. We the people are not the minority of those who long for our jobs to return to America, make America great again. We the people are all shapes and sizes and colors, all kinds of occupations. We will no longer allow people like you to bully us, Joe, to continue to define, label, and categorize us. We the people will stand together. We will stand for God. You should get to know him. You'll be a much happier person. We the people will stand for truth and for honesty. We the people will stand for and fight for constitutional republic. Let me explain one more thing to you, Joe. We are not in this together, meaning you and the left cronies. While hardworking Americans were suffering, you and many talking heads and Congress and government employees continue to receive paychecks. But you produce absolutely nothing. Joe Scarborough makes $8 million a year, and he's worth $25 million. No, this idiocy you promote, Joe, on the left, will not be our new normal. The insurrection of this country has been taking place for decades, and it starts in Congress and the deep state. So, Joe, from the heartland of America, we censor you. We refuse to listen to your lies. We will continue to stand together and bring America home.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot hearts, set your table with Liberty, the new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now, and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338. For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray? For such a time as this, Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home? What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stubert didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today, What If Things Were Made in America Again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Just a little chime out here for my Facebook friends that are watching, and they kind of giggle with us. They see Rudy goes out because I'm connected to everything. He goes out and brings me hot coffee. A few minutes ago, he brought me a bottle of water. I go, what's up with that? He forgot to push the button. Melanie, he forgot to push the button. So we don't have any coffee yet. So anyway. You know, I expect everybody is sitting down there drinking a cup of coffee or your whatever it is you drink with me every morning.
Except for you.
Except for me. I had coffee. He took it away. Anyway, I want to talk a little bit about, and this goes back to Joe. Morning Joe and his co-host, his wife, and the CNN and the MSNBC and all these talk show hosts, including Chris Wallace on Fox and some of these others, they are bullies. The Democrats and the rhinos are bullies. And you have to see what they're doing. They want to eliminate anyone who doesn't agree with them. So they will call you names, like I guess I kind of called him a name. I told him he was ignorant, but I believe that is to be true. I guess maybe he thinks it's true that we're all jackasses because we don't agree with him. But the difference is, I don't think he needs to be reprogrammed. I think his program needs to end as far as his talk show. I think he needs to be held accountable for the things that he says and does. So should I. I get it wrong sometimes, and I correct myself if I can get her done.
But this is an article that came in yesterday as I was writing that letter to Joe. Trump's lawyers, the ones that defended him in this last impeachment, says he has had to send his children to a secret location and he has had to hire armed guards because of the threats. Now, I also saw where some college, some in university, the Ivy Leagues that tell us how we should live, have kicked him out. This is serious stuff, America. This isn't kids on the playground. If it was, then we should go out there and grab them by the ears and tell these bullies, no more of this. You will not play on the playground anymore. You have detention. Do they still give detention to anybody these days? I got detention one time, Rudy. I was in seventh grade. I got caught chewing gum. There was no chewing gum in school. I swallowed it, but I was already caught.
You were a bad girl. Oh, my God. You were so wild.
I was a wild one. I was a wild child chewing gum. It wasn't even my gum. Somebody gave it to me. So I was too poor to buy gum. Anyway, it's time for we the people to take charge of our nation again. We don't have to break into the people's house. Let me remind you, that is the people's house. It's not Nancy Pelosi's house or Chuck Schumer's house or, what's his name? Oh, Mitch. Mitch McConnell's house. It certainly isn't Mitt Romney's house. It's the house of the people. It's the people's house. They are bullying us around because they do not want to let go of their power. They are arrogant. You know, showing off their high-dollar ice cream. You know, every time one of these talk show hosts talks about that ice cream, it gets a little higher dollar. It's $1,000 a scoop now. You know, you haven't had good ice cream till you've come to Central Missouri and had Central Missouri ice cream. I'm just saying. And you know what? Beth makes pretty good homemade ice cream. I mix it up and Albert cranks it. He plugs it in. He has to take care of getting the ice and the salt and all that mixed just right. He does the freezing. I do the mixing. He does the freezing.
But he gets all the credit because people...
He pulls it out and scoops it out. He gets all the credit. That's better than Nancy Pelosi's ice cream any old day. But they're bullies. You know, I did a show on that several years back. I think it was before Donald Trump was even running for office. About the left and their bullying ways. Look at the women on The View. The vulgarity and their stupidity is how they don't have a clue about the Constitution or the Bill of Rights. Cuomo's brother gets on the air because he's so wise and highly paid. He's a millionaire. You know, and he...
Where does it say you have to have peaceful protesting?
Oh, that would be in the First Amendment, Chrissy boy. Now, one more truth about January 6th. The mainstream media, those networks, they paid, now you listen to this, they paid BLM activists I actually thought they were underpaid, but they paid them $35,000 for the footage of the Capitol shooting. BLM? I didn't know they were Trump supporters. Oh my gosh! Is this not telling people what actually happened? Now, I'm not saying that Ashley wasn't a Trump supporter, and I'm not saying that Ashley was justified in what she did. But I'm saying they have blown this out of proportion. There were instigators there. You know, you can rile up a crowd. That's why you're not allowed to yell fire in a crowd. You can rile up a crowd, and you can get them all ready to go, which is what they claimed that Trump did. But this incitement, this insurrection at the Capitol was taking place while he was speaking. Not after he said sic'em, which he didn't. Mainstream media paid the BLM $35,000. John Sullivan, if you remember, the 26-year-old from Utah, he's currently facing criminal charges for his role in the mostly peaceful protests at the Capitol City, at the Capitol that day. Sullivan, who has a well-documented history of being actively involved in multiple Black Lives Matter riots, was among the protesters who entered the Capitol building. Now, if you go back and you watch some of the footage, and I don't know if you can find it, they may have hidden it by now, you can see Trump people appalled by what was taking place. And they were yelling, "It's Antifa! It's Antifa! Stop! Stop! Stop!" But some people didn't get the message, and Ashley was one of them. And I don't know what I would have done. Hopefully I wouldn't have gone in. But if I'd have been up there at the top of the steps, I might have thought, hey, the door's open. I think I'll go in and have a little chat. And if you watch some of the videos, you see them shaking hands and talking with the guards that were there. But Ashley wasn't that fortunate. She was unarmed, and she was shot. I don't know if that's being investigated or not, because she was a white veteran. But she was shot. She was unarmed. She was obviously, I don't think she's the one who broke the window, but she was the one entering the window. But again, the state capitol is called the People's House. It's the house of the people. So how do we push back against a bully? We have got to take a stand. We can't just continue to be told you must wear masks through 2022, now they're saying, maybe. The unions, these teachers' unions that are abusing our children, yank them out of these public schools and start putting them in some other school or homeschooling them, and that's easier said than done. I don't know, but America and families, you better start standing up for your own. You cannot let the Democrats run this country down. I vision it like some of these old sci-fi movies where there's been some apocalypse and the earth has been ruined and scorched and there's only a few people left. We're headed that way. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We will be right back.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
You've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to my listeners. You can get deep discounts on MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. I use MyPillow and so does my husband. We sleep better and wake more refreshed, ready to conquer a new day. You can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, Mike is bringing back the BOGO offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free. Enter promo code BethAnn. Call 1-800-978-6168 for these great radio specials. Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyers and George Soros promise to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back. 800-990-6716. 800-990-6716. That's 800-990-6716. 800-990-6716.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. For all my Missouri listeners and for everyone else who might travel through this state in the center of it one day, I highly recommend Central Dairy Ice Cream. And when I go there, and I don't go there very often, I get their Jamocha Almond Fudge or their coffee ice cream. Big surprise. But anyway, it's excellent excellent ice cream. It's just a little bitty shop, but they have Central Dairy Milk and Central Dairy other things. Unfortunately, they've stopped making some of the things that were my favorite because they have merged with another company, but their ice cream is the best. It's just absolutely the best. I would put it to test with Nancy Pelosi any day or my homemade ice cream because there's love in those. I don't think there's any love in her ice cream. All right, we talked about ice cream. We've talked about just about everything, but I want to talk about this pandemic. This is an article I have shared with you, and I don't know if you take me serious or not, but I do want you to be praying for this show. I have some ideas, and it's going to take a lot of people to come together, but I think it's what America needs. But I constantly tell you of certain news outlets that I think you can trust. American Greatness is one of them. And it's put on by Prager University. And you know Prager. And Dennis Prager. But he has all kinds of different writers. And sometimes I agree with them, and sometimes I don't. And that's okay. This guy, he's kind of my kind of people. But he's talking about the pandemic is over. Now, American Greatness, if you go to their website and sign up for it, and they'll automatically send you notices when they have articles, which they have them all the time. It's just AM for America, amgreatness.com. He says 2020 was the year of government overreach. Make 2021 the year of organized civil disobedience and friendly reunions. I rushed the last part of my letter to Scarborough, and in that I mentioned that we, the people of the United States, will restore our perfect union. We, the people, will bring America home. the constitutional republic is the perfect union. In this article that he wrote here, and it's quite lengthy, I will not read it all to you, but he's got it in sections, and he says here, when the coronavirus, the left, with the coronavirus, the left is beside itself with glee. This is the first crisis since 9/11 broad enough to make possible a fundamental and transformation of American society. His next is called Crisis and Opportunity to Expand Government. We know they did that after 9/11. And you know, Nancy Pelosi is calling for a 9/11 type commission over this January 6th riot. What happened with that 9/11 commission? We've had Mike on here, Mike Cutler, who was one of the witnesses, one of those that they called for that hearing, talking about the immigration crisis. Even then, nothing happened. The one thing that came out of 9/11 was you lost more rights. You lost more freedom. You lost more independence, all for the sake of security. Well, this pandemic's going to make that look like nothing. His other category in this long article is called On the Road to Tyranny. He starts out, he says, it is true that right after the election, we suddenly got the previously withheld news of two effective vaccines. And it's also true that as soon as Biden was inaugurated, COVID-19 cases took a nosedive. But the left wouldn't want you to think that the danger has lessened. This is why the Biden administration suggested that social distancing and mask wearing will continue to be vital, even more, even once the entire population is inoculated. They don't want the pandemic to go away, my friends. A successful Biden administration is not one in which the coronavirus disappears. It is one in which Americans accept wearing masks for the rest of their lives. Well, look, just like China, they wear masks all the time because they have dirty air. We have dirty politicians. That's my words, not this guy's. You know, he said, look on your masks. Look on those masks that you buy. They state there a disclaimer, not for medical use. They wouldn't be accepted anywhere. So they're going to force you to wear the higher dollar masks. And if you also look around at your mask, I see some cute masks, if there is such a thing. I don't wear it unless I have to. They're made in China. Just like the virus, they were made in China. Meanwhile, as they're shutting down all the mom and pops in the taco stands, big corporations are fine with it all because they kept going and they're eliminating their competition. This is an excellent article. You need to read it. Rejects the new normal. He's calling for all Americans to reject this new normal. We will not accept it. He says Americans can fight back, not just by supporting small businesses, but by rejecting coronavirus restrictions and helping businesses reject them. Refuse to wear a mask. If a store owner asks you to put a mask on, tell him it doesn't bother you if he takes his off. Stores and restaurants, they fear regulators finding them out of the business. And that is where big conservative donors and crowdfunding campaigns must step up. Sponsor these small businesses and help them fight. Help them fight in the courtrooms. And reject the new normal. He says reject it. It is safe and healthy for society for us to stand up and reject it. He says here, it is safe and for the health of society. It is imperative that we return to the old normal where we could see your friends whenever you wanted, shake hands, travel to family, see people on the street. We were strong together. And that means actually together, not the Orwellian version that we are together in total isolation. One more thing I want to add. It is a totally different thing. And this is where they're heading, my friends. your First Amendment is going to be gone if they have their way. And the Second Amendment is coming along very well. They're wanting to eliminate it. This is actually a Grace Church, Grace Life Church in Alberta, Canada. And James Cotes, he's the lead pastor, and they have arrested him for going against the government and holding church. Patrick Henry, Give Me Liberty or Give Me Death, wrote that speech right after he saw a man flogged to death, whipped to death, and what did he do? He refused a license from the king. He was a preacher. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. It's time we stand up for the old normal and bring America home. Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyer and George Soros promised to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on. Friends, I want to talk to you very frankly about the increasing civil unrest we're seeing these days. You can't turn on the news without hearing about more riots, violence, looting, killing, lawlessness, and mayhem. Sadly, I think the worst is yet to come, and the crescendo will be quite painful. However, I want to focus your attention on what you can do to survive. Priority one in times like these is to make sure you have enough food to eat. If you know me, you know I fully endorse My Patriot Supply. They're the only source I personally use and trust to get through the tough times ahead. Right now, you can save $100 off a 4-week emergency food supply kit of delicious, nutritious meals the whole family will love. Go to preparewithbethann.com to get your food kits today. The future is so uncertain. I urge you to go to preparewithbethann.com and get ready now. That's preparewithbethann.com. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you.